We know from today's reading in the Acts of the Apostles that St. Paul is in the city of Philippi. And in the letter that he wrote from Philippi, or to the Philippians, he was actually in Rome when he wrote this letter, he says, even though I am chained, the word of God is not chained. Even though I am chained, the word of God is not chained. It wasn't only once that Paul was in chains. It's estimated that in the years that he was a Christian, about a third of Paul's ministry took place from prison. A third of his ministry took place from prison. And what we see, not only in this passage from the Acts of the Apostles, but throughout the Acts of the Apostles, is something we face today. The opportunity, the invitation that the Holy Spirit is giving to us to be people of confidence, people of assurance, people who have a message to declare, because it's not our message, it's His. And what we see in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles are three moves. First of all, Paul and Silas are in hot water because they've actually delivered a woman who had been a soothsayer. And through her various fortune tellings, she had acquired for her owners lots and lots and lots of money. And in Philippi, this was a big deal. It was a good way to make money. Well, she's actually delivered of the evil spirit and is no longer doing this work. But her owners are none too pleased because she was a slave. And the people of Philippi are none too pleased. And so St. Luke tells us that Paul and Silas were given a severe beating. They were thrown into the innermost part of the prison. And yet, they're not, so to speak, just sitting there moping and licking their wounds. Rather, St. Luke tells us, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. Why? Because the God that they could not see was the greatest reality to their lives. It wasn't their circumstances that defined who they were, but the one in whom they placed their trust. And indeed, this is an invitation for us as well, to be growing in trusting in Jesus in a world where there are many who oppose him and his message. Now, clearly this was not a severe earthquake that actually devastated the buildings, but it was heavy enough that it allowed for the release of the prisoners, the opening of the doors. But then here's the next move. Paul and Silas are not just thinking about themselves. Jailbreak, boys, let's get out of here. Just the opposite. The jailer's about to kill himself. Because you see, if in the morning the prisoners had escaped, he would have been judged and he would have been killed by the Philippian magistrates. So he says, oh, I'll do it myself, and so that the magistrates won't have to do it for me. But what we see is Paul and Silas saying, no, we're here. Don't kill yourself. And then something remarkable happens. He asks a question. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? You see, this jailer is coming to a realization that there's more to life than he had thus far experienced. And somehow these men in front of him stood for something. They had a purpose and a meaning and a value to life that he knew nothing about. And it awakens within him this most beautiful question. What must I do to be saved? And the answer is simple. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and all of your household will be saved. Isn't that what happened to Saul of Tarsus when he met the risen Lord? He believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, and it changed everything for him. And then we're told that both the man and his household were saved. Now, there's some of our brothers and sisters in Christ who wonder why we as Catholics baptize babies. Shouldn't you have to wait until you're of the age of reason, at least, in order to be baptized? This is one of the clearest texts in the whole of the New Testament that shows how the belief of the Father has an influence on the children. Because we're told that it wasn't just the jailer who was baptized, but he and his household. But as St. Luke says at the end of the passage, when he expresses in summary what had happened, that his household is rejoicing because he had become a believer in God. They hadn't necessarily yet followed suit. So let me conclude with this important application. Your faith really matters. Your faith is the most significant and important dimension of your life. And it's your faith in Jesus Christ. We live in a world where there are many who would try to chain the gospel. And one of the beautiful messages of the Acts of the Apostles is this: when we recognize more fully our inadequacy in and of ourselves to make any change in anyone's life, but recognize as well the complete adequacy of Christ. And what we want to do is to live by our actions and by our words, the life-saving message of Jesus. It will lead some to perhaps want to flog us, but it will lead others to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? May we be inspired by these early brothers and sisters in Christ. And in our day, may we also remember with St. Paul that even though in ways we may be chained, the gospel of Jesus is never chained. Thank you.